This is a production of Cornell University.
We will call this meeting to order. So, yes, try a bit to get through today. We'll start with a welcome introduction of the voting members. Okay, David Bump.
Here.
And? Michaela?
Here.
Matt?
Here.
Giovanna?
Here.
John?
Here.
Oh, here? Okay. And Franny?
Yeah.
Serena? Asma? Alice?
Here.
Linda Brane? Elizabeth Brane? Lizzie Newberry?
Here.
Adrian?
Here.
Stephanie?
Here.
Sid, I'm sorry. Christy?
Here.
Ian?
Here.
Tim?
He's not here.
Okay. And
Don? You're here.
Okay, we are all here. Set to go. Okay, so now you should receive copies of the minutes that were shared with you last time. Are there any corrections to the minutes that were printed?
There are a couple of corrections from
for the VQA's presentation for the Family Life Advisory. So just need to clarify that Bright Horizons is available to graduate students. Also, there's an update from the last Family Services Committee. Since their demand for child care grants are so great, General LeMay, the head of the committee, requested that each college would ask to pay for additional funds. So, all students who apply and qualify were able to get funds in time. And so she just said it might be worth noting in the minutes of specification that the resource for the grant, which is limited, is available to the Dean of Students Office. So basically, it's available to the Dean of Students Office. And this year, they were able to supply to everyone because of special circumstances.
Point of information, though?
If it wasn't said at the meeting, it can't be put into the minutes.
We could just bring it up during the sec.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll...
Okay. An immediate need for correct information about child care.
So do you have actual? Do you have
So I guess the clarification is that Bright Horizons is available for graduate students.
Bright Horizons is available. Okay.
Are there any objections to noting that Bright Horizons is available to graduate students? If not, we will make that correction. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? If not, the minutes will be approved as corrected. Okay, and at this time we're going to go into our, we have a couple presentations today. So we have Stephanie Hill who will be going first when she won it. So help me greet Stephanie. And now I'll give you guys an introduction to how GP Women was founded, a little bit about our history. spring in 2013 by Nicole, Freddie, and Trevani. And it came in part out of a resolution in 2012 from the GPSA for the university to provide more professional development and support for women. And it was also mentioned in the GPCI last year to increase the focus on gender equality. And some of the other things that made it important to found GP Women was noticing that there are some women's groups on campus, but oftentimes they're not very well connected. They may offer an event that would be of interest to a much broader audience, but only the members of that group find out about that event. And then there's also a lot of fields out there that don't have a women's group, and so the women in that discipline don't really have a network that they can lean into for mentoring or for support. And so the mission statement of GP Women is to provide a unified voice for Cornell's graduate and professional student women. And as I said, we want to work both with the existing groups on campus, not at all in competition with them, but rather as an umbrella organization, and also with individual students who may lack such a group in their discipline. Our goals working with existing organizations are to do things like foster collaboration. So if one group has an event that they like to plan, that maybe they're looking for either more funding to coordinate with other groups or reach out to a larger audience, then we can help get the word out about a certain upcoming event and see if people would like to join together and work on it as one large interconnected collaboration. To help publicize events, we have a listserv, which has now over 100 members, and they're really a great way for a lot of smaller groups to get the word out to larger audiences. We'd like to organize, and we have been organizing some of our own events for professional and personal development. We've worked with the administration on certain relevant issues. For example, as also part of the GPCI, the administration formed a career working group, and they reached out to GP Women to get a woman representative on that committee. So it's a great way for the organization to kind of know who to contact when they'd like to help out with career development for women and hear the voice of women on campus. Starting next year, we want to start building a mentoring program, which would help link students in different disciplines to mentors. So an incoming Cornell student would be put in touch with possibly a fourth year or fifth year, very senior graduate student who could be their mentor, and based on their interest, and maybe someone in a different field. So maybe a science major who had an interest in patent law or something like that, he could be paired with a law student, you know, something like that that would give them access to people in different fields. And finally, just provide networking. So getting people together on campus, getting them to share ideas, have connections, either to support each other. Our past events that we've had so far that have been a lot of success and fun include a documentary screening that we did last fall. This was for the documentary Girl Rising, which is about education in underprivileged countries or disadvantaged backgrounds for women, so helping women be able to get the education that they'd like to have. And that was a collaboration with many different groups on campus, including the programming course. And another thing that we did at the graduate school last year was the Women in Leadership panel, where Cornell brought in three distinguished Cornell alumni, and they were there to mentor and offer advice to young undergrad and graduate students. We've had general meetings that brought together a lot of people around campus, and networking social at Bandwagon, which was a lot of fun at the beginning of the semester. We had a Lean In book club where we read Lean In and discussed it together. And finally, right now, we're actually in the middle of the Voice and Influence Luncheon Series, which is where we watched a video that has been made by the Stanford Institute for Gender Research, which these videos cover different aspects of women in the workplace, things like how to negotiate a salary or how to promote women in your workplace. And the
let me talk about it over lunch. And we get to hear a lot of different opinions from people on campus and share ideas on how we think women could succeed more in their careers and grow more professionally. And through these events and through our listserv, we've had a lot of great collaborations. These have included with the graduate school, with Women in Public Policy, who have been very supportive of and collaborative with GB Women, Chemical and Biomedical Engineering, or CBE Women, GPSTV, the Programming Board, and CIBA. And then just to let you guys know about some upcoming events, in case you guys would like to learn more about GB Women and get more involved, we have a Voice and Influence Luncheon that's going to be about the power of stories and how storytelling can help promote ideas and communicate better with a wider audience. That's going to be tomorrow, actually, at 12:15 to 1:30 in the Biotech Building. We're going to have a general meeting on April 17th, and this is also going to be a great meeting if you're interested in potentially running for one of the board member positions for GB Women. We're planning right now a faculty mentor networking social on May 1st, and we'd like to have a nice event in the evening where we would invite a couple of distinguished Cornell faculty members and just have a place where you can come talk to them, learn about their careers and how they got to where they were. Another Voice and Influence Luncheon series, this one on negotiating, and it's going to be also during lunchtime in biotech on May 6th. And finally, our elections, which are going to be May 8th. And then here's a bunch of information where you can learn more about GB Women, our Facebook page. We've liked it on there as well. Our website, you can email us always at gbwomen@cornell.edu. You can join our listservs to be informed about both events that GB Women has and other things going on campus, and get involved in our meetings. And so with that, I'd like to thank you all for listening. And if you have any questions for me,
we have about 5 minutes for questions if you want to take some now.
Oh yeah, we have 5 minutes for questions if anyone has any.
Can men join?
Yes.
You have they attended any events?
We actually have had men, and we've also had men from diverse backgrounds from different countries that have different views of male, female, gender. It was actually very interesting for me at a Voice and Influence Luncheon and just to hear their perspective on things. So we gladly welcome men to our event.
What are some of your plans for next year?
Oh, good question. Next year, one of the big things we want to work on is the mentoring program. This year, we realized we needed to focus just on building basic infrastructure, getting people involved in GB Women and even know what GB Women is. So that'd be something next year that we'd like to get off the ground and have a mentoring social, which would link the incoming students with potential mentors and set up the matching. That's another thing we need to work out, is how to match an incoming student to a mentor.
I have another question. Sorry. I was wondering if there's any interest in this organization. So one of the conversations that we've had here in our assembly is the fact that we need more of a infrastructure or a network around connecting students and faculty members. And another conversation that's happened at the same time is improving our networks with alumni, graduate alumni. Is that something that maybe your group is looking into, or am I fostering an idea that you may not be able to, or promoting an idea?
Yeah, hopefully. So this networking at evening event that we want to have would bridge some connections with faculty and students just at that event locally. And then also, Nicole, I talked to an alumni of PCCW, which is the big women's alumni group on campus, and I need to get her contact information to see about setting up something next year. So the hope would be when they all come into town for their luncheons with female graduate students, so then there could be a special event just for GB Women that we could perhaps get some alumni to come through and network with us.
That sounds great. Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay, next up we have Zion to talk about essentially the GPCI update. So we had a couple of GPCI executive board meetings this year, and this last one really started moving the needle on a lot of that. So Zion is going to give us an update on that.
Okay, so I've been wondering, like, we put so much effort putting together the GPCI, we send it all to all the appropriate people, and they give the thumbs up, but what does that mean? So part of what's been happening is that we've been having about monthly meetings with the administration of both the graduate school and also the members of the professional school, with members of the executive board and also the advocacy committee. And every meeting, they go through each one of the points on the GPCI and try to break down all the points and try to figure out which departments or which on campus should be the ones who are dealing with certain topics. So by the end of this year, we finally have managed to create GPCI working groups for each of the sections in the GPCI. But also what's really great is that the graduate school has made this form, which I'll be sending out after this meeting. And of course, we may have been sort of wondering, on the one hand, the graduate school definitely has been trying to work really hard for us with the GPCI, but it's actually been carried out by departments. So this document is meant to address that disparity. So the graduate school has one meeting each term with DGSs from each department. And in case you're wondering, they end up having four meetings total to try and accommodate for everyone's different schedules. So in the end, they can meet with every DGS. And this is a document that they're sharing with the DGSs where they break down each of the GPCI sections and try to put in things like do little summary action points and encourage each of those departments to try and figure out like at least one or two items that they as a department can work on and particularly foster, and also of course to give them sort of a cheat sheet for the GPCI as a whole. And so going forward, we're really hoping that of course you as field representatives and voting members will have this document in hand so you know that you're having conversations with your DGSs that they should know about these things, but also try to locate which of these points might be particularly relevant for your department and to encourage your department to work on these points. Lastly, the graduate school has decided to give a year-end report, which I believe will be coming in time for the fall meeting, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning of next fall. So that's when we'll get an official update from all the GPCI working groups. So that means next year, or the next interaction, wherever the next voting members may be, you'll have a sense of what progress has been made and what areas still need to work.
Okay. Great. And
any questions? Okay, if not, we'll go into, and feel free to follow up the email if you have questions after. But we'll go into reports of officers and committee updates. So we'll start with the executive committee. So just a few here. Next GPSA meeting, we'll have President Swerton joining us. So he's unable to make it at the time scheduled before because of travel. So he will be with us for our last meeting. We're excited about that. We still have a lot of questions that he gave us during the breakout session. And so we'll use those to create another question list. So if you have other questions that you think might be relevant, feel free to pass them along to us, and we will work with the Office of Assemblies to come up with a final list for President Swerton. Okay, and then also next meeting we'll have the election of our committee chairs and also the exec board. So for committee chair, please feel free to let me know if you plan on passing that position along to someone else next year. Feel free to let me know who can work on who might be willing or who might be the best fit for that. We can work on seeing who has shown interest. And then also, if you're interested in the exec board or any of the committees, feel free to follow up with us and we can answer any questions you might have about the obligations of those positions. And also, too, the last thing you mentioned, we talked about the stipend change and we talked about giving information or fact sheets that you can use to talk to your department. So we'll work on giving you something before we get to the last meeting that you can use for those conversations. That's it for me. Liz, you done?
Okay.
And appropriations?
I don't have any updates.
Okay. Communications?
I just want to point out one thing about the meeting about the communications committee, and it's that it's pretty much a committee of two people, and one of them is a law student, one of them is unofficially me. So if you know anybody who would be interested in the communication committee for next year, it would be really great if we could start recruiting them now so that we have a really good committee. We are really dependent on the communication of our communication committee to get the word out about what we're doing here. So it's an incredibly important committee, but not leave it tame. I guess my message. Thank you. Finance Commission? Okay. And let's see.
Well, I know that Dan's not here, but
he
is. Just
a reminder about the Finance Commission. I sent out an email on behalf of Dan last week, but just as a reminder, the date for the discussion of annual budget has been shifted. So please check that email again if you have any confusion about FCA.
Okay.
Graduate Professional Student Program Board?
Is that
called
planning for the grad ball as well underway? Today I went to the Museum of the Earth and did the walkthrough with the tutors. Angela here has made some of the most beautiful flyers I've ever seen, and I'm going to pass them around and you will graciously take one and put it up somewhere, please. Tickets are now available online. The website's on the flyers, and you can buy up to four, so I think they're going pretty fast. There are only 400 tickets available, so buy them now, buy them early, and everything's good.
Okay, thank you, Anne. And student advocacy?
No update.
Okay, Adrian?
Yeah, so we had a really great response for the faculty award. Our nomination period closed last Friday. In terms of the final numbers, we had approximately 70 nomination letters for over 20 nominees, totaling around 130 pages worth of letters. So now it's, as of Saturday, our awesome committee members have been engaged in the first phase of our review process, which was 130 pages. And we'll be meeting on Thursday for our final deliberation. And just to, I guess, back up what Liz was saying, the communication committee, they were extremely valuable and helpful in getting the word out for our nomination period. So if we can get some sort of support and strengthen that committee for next year, that would be great.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. The Irving International Students.
So it was a pretty great meeting last week, but I want to reiterate that we're working on the first initiatives from grad school, and also that on April 21st at 5 p.m. at 80 White House, the student of color end of the year banquet is happening and it's open for everyone in public. So they're inviting everyone to come out. It's a really nice event. They have food, herbs, drinks, and what it is a put on by the Student of Color organization on campus, which is BPSA, the Black Graduate Professor Student Association, Society for Asian American Graduate Affairs, LGFC, which is Latino Graduate Student Coalition, and EXO, which is the Indigenous Graduate Student Association. And they recognized different members of the community and their various awards for the year. So once again, just a quick plug, it's April 21st at 5 p.m. at 80 by now for the Student of Color in the year banquet.
Thank you, Shelter. Okay, and now we're going to do business. So today is an exciting meeting. We're electing our voting members for next year. So I'll explain the process for a few minutes and then we'll break out. So we're going to break out, there'll be four different processes: humanities, social sciences, physical sciences, and also biological sciences. For humanities, Michaela will be leading that caucus. Social sciences, Max Chen will be leading that caucus. Physical sciences, David Bunk will be leading that, and biological sciences, Giovanna. So we'll work out in a second here, but if you have any confusion about where your field falls among those four categories, there was an email sent out earlier today, so if you didn't see that, we have confusion, come to us and we'll try to find it pretty quickly. Then also the term,
are from June 1st through May 31st of next year, and we'll see the process. So we'll break out to the four categories, and if there are reasons or not, if you'd like to say something, each person will have a chance for nominations, or whoever ends up being nominated will give you a little time to speak, and then you will cast ballots, similar to the process that we've had here for elections thus far. So that's basically the process that you'll follow for each group. So I'm going to, also one more thing. So in the event that if a seat for somebody was not filled within that specific category, then we'll go up to be an at-large seat. So that's the one thing I want to add. You guys want to add anything else? Okay, any other questions? Oh, also, sorry, we're just assigned to one other issue. So at least one must be an engineering field, and at least one must be a non-engineering field. So that's one thing to note there. Other than that?
Maybe clarify that the new voting members are the ones who vote in the executive next meeting.
Okay, yeah, so new voting members will be the ones that will go on the exec board next week.
And
so representatives. Yes. Okay. Becky again? If not, then let me break everyone up here. So if we could have biological sciences, if you can gather in this first section here. Oh, that was, did you? Okay. So biological sciences. And again, biological science will be led by Ivana. We're having this first section over here. And then in this next section of tables, we'll have humanities, and that'll be led by Michaela. And then over to the right, my right over here, we'll have social, physical sciences led by David. And over to my left, we will have social sciences, which will be led by Madison. And again, feel free to run up here and we'll try to find your classification if you're not sure what it is. And we have 30 minutes allotted for this. Okay. this is very exciting. There's so much happening in GPSA right now. I think you're going to really enjoy serving. And again, for those who are moving on, thank you so much, and we hope that show continues to be engaged. Also, too, even if you're not serving in the boarding point draft, we want you to continue to be involved and get involved with committees and the work of GPSA, because there's plenty to do, so we want you all to be a part. And at this time, we may be getting out quite early today, so we have open forum. Anyone like to speak at open forum? Okay, if not, okay, we are adjourned. And thank you again. Also, again, let us know if you're interested in a committee chair position or the exec board.
Or just a committee position.
I thought that there were a number of athletes anyway. I didn't realize that.
Okay. Yeah, only in the event that. And last year.
We thought just tape.
Yeah. But the ambassadors, too, there's two that come up in. Either one of those can go at large, too. So I can take the first, the second meeting, we go on.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.